Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And we have a special edition of Fort McMurray Matters for you today. It's going to be a tough episode as we're talking about 12-year-old Manla Ulele Bombeck, who unfortunately passed away on this day last year as her and her family were traveling in Montana and got into a car accident. A celebration of life is being held in Fort McMurray and other communities, including Calgary. So joining me over the phone to talk about the event, more importantly, we're going to be talking about Manla, is Beverly Macchia, who is putting on the event. And we also have Manla's mother, Marae, joining us over the phone from Calgary. So I appreciate you both taking a couple minutes. And Marae, we'll just start a few, and I know this is going to be such a tough time for you, so if you need a break, if you need to take some time, feel free. But maybe just to start off, just for our listeners, just kind of just share a little bit about who Manla was.
She was my firstborn. Manla and us were like traveling. Manla was a good student, a very good student, a good sister, a good daughter, very involved at school. Aside of that, she likes reading, she likes basketball, volleyball, other program in town, like the Black History Month. She won the Black History Month contest for the grade 4-6. She likes both of her cultures, Canadian and African.
She really does sound like someone who really loved getting involved with the community.
Yeah, she was very involved with the community. She wake up on Saturdays to come and help Mr. Rory, a teacher at our school, doing his basketball program with the young kids. So she was involved. She wanted to participate in all of the things that were happening in the community, like Black inventors or things like that. She was pretty involved, yeah.
And you said basketball was her favorite sport?
Yes, it was.
Was it one of her, maybe her dream to join the WNBA, or?
I don't know if she saw it as a dream. I don't know if she felt comfortable enough, but I know that there's a player, Pascal Siakam, and when the Toronto Raptors team was playing, and she was very, very excited because he's also, he was born in Cameroon, just like us, me and her dad, and so she was always, you know, really happy to see someone like him in a team like that.
Well, she must have been so so excited to see the Raptors win the championship.
Oh, yeah, so excited. She screamed. We all screamed. She cheered up. She wanted a poster of Pascal Siakam and things like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This might be, you know, a tough question, and if you need time, like I said, take as much time as you need, but I can only understand just, you know, how tough the last year has been. Can you just kind of share what, you know, these last 12 months have been?
It's worse than a nightmare. we went from having a family, me having my kids, and living in a community that I love, doing a job that I really love to do. I'll always define myself as the mom, the teacher. And since the accident, we have a lot of struggles, family-wise. The kids are very, very emotionally and psychologically impacted by the accident. We were not able to go back to town because of, you know, it's hard for us, but especially for me because of you know, involvement in so many things, right? I wasn't able to go back to work. I don't have that life that I used to have.
And I'm so sorry. So sorry to hear. I remember when I heard the news, and it was just devastating, you know, getting the release about this and all the information. And I can't understand what you and your family are going through.
Yeah.
Well, let's, you know, I know that was a very tough question. So, you know, let's go back to, you know, just, you know, remembering Manla for all the great things that she did. And we talked about, you know, her love for basketball, which seems like it was, you know, unmatched. Really a big fan of Pascal Siakam with the Toronto Raptors. You mentioned how involved she was in the community. Is there anything else maybe you want to share about her that I mean, you want people to know who Manla was?
Because she was a great sister, she became a great babysitter, and people will reach out to me and ask me, hey, can you send mom love so she can babysit my child or my children? And so I have people who will just call, and you know, I have to go and say, no, you want, can mom love come? Can she come? And sometimes I will say, but you know, she's still a student, right? Because she was so so solicited, people wanted her to babysit for them, and the kids loved having her as a babysitter. My colleagues, they trusted her with their kids, and just for the person that she was, very respectful, very patient. She was well behaved, if I can say so. I remember the year before that, so 2 years ago, my youngest one had a birthday, and I suffered a tragedy back then, so I wasn't able to plan the birthday the way I wanted, but I asked Mandla and her younger sister Malaita to help me do that. And we did that at Burger King in town. And the way that they planned and they took care of the children, the whole class that came, people reached out to me and say, you know what? Next time we are organizing a birthday, we will call Mandla and her sister to plan that for us so we can relax the way you're relaxing now. So that's the person she was. Loved by everyone.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk about Manla Ulele Bomback.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we have a special edition of Fort McMurray Matters as we're talking about 12-year-old Manlo Ulele Bombach, who unfortunately passed away last year on this day after being involved in a car accident down in Montana. And we're talking about a celebration of life, which is being held in Fort McMurray. We also got to learn a little bit about who Manlo was, as joining us over the phone is her mother, Marae, and we also have Beverly Macchia talking about the event. Maybe just talk about why you wanted to make sure, you know, this celebration in honor of Manlo was held today in Fort McMurray.
Okay. Well, I've known Marae and her family, her beautiful daughters, for some time now, and you know, she's such a beautiful person and a really amazing teacher, and she has a beautiful heart, and her girls are truly, truly special. And I always make a joke when people ask me about Mandla and Marae, and I always say that every time I've ever seen Marae, she was always with her daughters. I've never seen her without her three daughters, and
no, it was never.
So last year, when this tragic accident happened, it really affected us, and our community, our African community, took it really, really hard. I mean, Mandla was such a sweet, special girl, and I think it doesn't take long for people to truly understand how special she is, even just by looking at her picture. You just have to spend a minute or two hearing about the amazing things that she accomplished in her short time with us, and you'll get an understanding and a feel of who she was. So, you know, what really the most inspiring thing to come out of this tragedy is that Marae has worked so hard to build a foundation in honor and memory of Mandla. And she's, the past 12 months, despite her struggles and despite all the emotional, you know, the trauma and just trying to support her daughters and herself, she's thought of others. She's been working to create opportunities to better the life of children and people in need here in our community, as well as overseas in Cameroon. The Mandla's Foundation has worked with orphanages in Cameroon during the Fort McMurray floods this past May. Marae was able to fundraise for us to be able to provide toys and coloring books and just other, you know, snacks for kids that were impacted by the floods and were displaced from their homes. And we were providing snacks and all the stuff that we were able to fundraise for, just for kids, and they were so grateful. And we got to also spread the word on who Mandla was, and everybody was just so inspired. We have it's a little nonprofit right now, but the number of people involved and the love they show constantly and daily to Marae and her family is really profound. And and we have Mandla's friends as part of the organization. They help us plan. They've helped us plan for today as well. Just so involved, her teachers and Marae's colleagues, everybody just really supportive and wanting to keep Mandla's name, Mandla and her memory really alive. And I don't know what else I can say. But for today's event, for me personally, it was just important because I know that Marae's out of town. She's not in Fort McMurray, and she's planned an event for Calgary, and her relatives from all over the world have planned their events. And I know that Fort McMurray is such a special place for their family, and they've contributed significantly to the community, and it's just important for them to also be able to have their daughter honored here as well.
For sure. And, you know, just hearing a little bit more about that foundation and just wow, Marie. Just being this last 12 months have probably been the hardest that you would anybody can ever expect to have to deal with, and you know, and turning this tragedy into a positive for so many more people is. Like I said, it's just wow. Maybe just talk about why you wanted to start the foundation.
The foundation came about just because of who Mandla was. It's not my doing. I'm trying to convey who she was as a person. So the foundation is about her. She was a giving person, she was caring, she was the most caring person I ever known, even though she was only 12. And she would see something and say, "Mommy, it's not fair, it's not just, Mommy, it's not fair for them." And so I just said to myself, how can I honor her life if it's, you know, if it's not just doing what she would have done if she was here? Everything that I'm doing regarding the foundation is representing the person she was. She was just that giving, caring, and loving. If you meet anyone and you ask them about Mavla, those are the words that they will say. Giving, caring, loving.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk about Manla Ulele Bombak.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we have a special edition of the show, as we're talking about 12-year-old Manla Ulele Bombak, who unfortunately passed away on this day last year after being involved in a car accident down in Montana. And joining me over the phone to talk about Manla, as well as a celebration of life being held today, is Beverly Macchia, who is holding the event. But we also have Manla's mother, Marae. And we've been learning, you know, a little bit more about who Manla was. And, you know, it's definitely been very tough for Marae, but we appreciate her coming on the show, you know, just to, you know, talk about her daughter. And, you know, Beverly, let's go back to you before we wrap things up. The event that's happening today, it's at Sni Point Park, starts at 1, is that correct?
That's correct. It's at starting at 1 p.m. We'll have a mass followed by a balloon release, and the balloons are in Mandela's favorite colors of pink and yellow. And we're really fortunate to have the support of Mayor Don Scott, who was kind enough to light Saline Creek Pedestrian Bridge and Shell Place Canopy in pink and yellow as well for the day. We will be having refreshments, and it's just an opportunity for Mandela's friends and teachers to get together, as well as just community members. And we've had quite a tremendous outpour of support and people calling in wanting to participate. So we do invite everybody to come down. And of course, we will be following the Alberta Health Services guidelines in terms of social distancing and wearing masks and just also being safe in that regard. But we truly invite everybody to come down, learn a little bit more about Mandla and Mandla's foundation, and just show your love and support for her and her family.
This really seems like the perfect opportunity to come out and, you know, even have some pink or yellow masks just to really highlight COVID
yes.
and also celebrate Manla as well.
Of course, yes. So it's these types of things that really bring community together and just shows how strong and resilient we are as residents of Fort McMurray. We're always here for each other, and I look forward to seeing a lot of faces out celebrating Manla today.
All right, well...
And I just want to say thank you to everyone who is everyone willing to come and, you know, be there for us and Manla, supporting the foundation. And thank you Super for organizing all of this.
All right. Well, Beverly, thank you so much for coming on the show. And, you know, a big thank you to you, Murray. I know that this must have been so tough for you. And we appreciate it so much that you came on the show and, you know, and shared, you know, really who Manlo was. We really want to pass on that message. And I know that just being in this community for 4 years, I know it's going to be, you know, a big crowd down at Sny Point Park.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for having us.
Now, that's unfortunately all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters. However, if you would like to attend the Celebration of Life for Manla, once again, it's happening at Sny Point Park starting at 1. Again, you must follow all COVID-19 measures. This includes physical distancing as well as, you know, the recommendation of wearing a mask. That's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at Mix 103.7 FM.com.